But one or two points over here in Shin Yuches and Sif Aleph and the Bir Halacha, finished the Mishavura, there's one or two points over here in the Bir Halacha, on page Kuf Lam and Gimel. So the first issue of the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha deals with the question of Malacha Durabana. This discussion of Maisim Shab is that the item becomes prohibited for him and others to benefit, depending on the Shagir Mezid, does it apply to a Malacha Durabana? So that's, the Prima Gadim says, it has the same din as a deraisa, and therefore, by a person with the malachah derbanan b'shogeg, he and others would have to wait after Shabbos to benefit from using the item. However, he brings some bir agro, it's about halfway through the piece, beginning of the line. Chipasti umutzasi, it's about eight lines down. Chipasti umutzasi bir agro shekasev the masik malachah da filo ladasa shulchan aruch shepasak for Yehuda da. Hanab bin the Raisa of Malachah Durbanan, who served the like Kotzer Shagot to Mezid. So Mezid, it applies to Durbanan as well. But Shagig, really, why should you ask her? The reason why Maaseh Shabbos is also because we don't want you to. We're afraid that a person might do it. You know, you can't do it by Shagig intentionally. Right? You can't do it b'shogeg intentionally by definition.
Right.
So why they ask for shogeg? Shogeg to mezid. Chazal said, listen, if I'm going to be matur shogeg, the guy's going to do it b'mezid and say, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, now it's mutter because he'll claim it's b'shogeg. So let me finish my thought. So Chazal did not make that kanas by drabonis, only by the rice. So if he does malachah drabonon, so it's mutter on Shabbos to benefit from it.
How do you accidentally cook on Shabbos?
You forgot it was Shabbos.
So then it really is shogeg.
I'm not following you. That's what shogeg is, right?
So, but I mean...
Then he brings a rye from the Rambam. You with me?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I am. I'm You're saying that they made it usher because they were afraid that he would like pull a Rama. He would say, oh, I forgot it's Shabbos.
Right.
But I mean, if he really did forget it's Shabbos...
The problem we don't know, so we're going to say, listen, oh, you've got a Shabbos, you still can't eat it. Oh, okay. So he didn't gain anything. So he won't play the game.
Okay.
You have to be more careful, too.
Now, the Chepos Ramah, the Mapa Kalim B'Shabbos, B'Shagig Yishtamish B'Ham. So the Ramah says a person is Tobel Kalim and Shabbos. So tell us. So a case where Kalim are he's talking about Tobel Kalim because of Tumah. So Kalim because of Tumah being Tobel, them is also to do. Nirabana, because it's a form of tikkun. So now that you retable them, can you use them? The Rambam says, yeah. B'shay, if you did a b'shay. B'mezid, ayishtamish, b'hen ad matzis Shabbos. Okay. Then he says at the end, that's a rhyme to this Rambam, that by a drabana, b'shay geg, they were makel, you can use it even on Shabbos. Not like what we're saying by the rices. Shumatzasi, all the way at the end of the piece, the last two lines. Shagam Chayadim, Kosad, the Nirlo, the Beshagig, Beisr, Drabonon, Mutar, Philip, Lebebayoim, Karkidma, Krab, Bebiur. So the Chayadim also says, by case of Beshagig, and a Drabonon, it's Mutar to use immediately. Not like the Shulchan Aruch is saying, by a Shagig and a Deraisa, you have to wait till after Shabbos, a Shagig and a Drabonon, you can make it all on Shabbos. Number one. Next piece, next Bir Halacha. So it's the last three words on the page, but really the Bir Halacha starts on the next page. So he discusses. So we're saying a person cooks on Shabbos, so he can't benefit from the cooking. A person would write on Shabbos, so he can't benefit from reading the thing that he wrote. Whatever the malacha would be, right? Comes a chayad and says like this: Dafka b'davar shenasa b'maisa b'gufa davar. You change the item in some way. She's chana mikemosh shahoya, kemavash shabakiyotzibay. Al hamoitzim reshus to reshus. A person will, if a person transports something from one reshus to the other. The item hasn't changed. So then, we're more makel. So by Acherim, the Shulchan Aruch said, it's also for everybody to have the Shabbos, and even he remains also forever. Not by case when there was no change in the item. Shoygeg, the Shulchan Aruch said, it's also for everybody to have the Shabbos. Not when it's no change. Then it's mutter to use immediately. So that's what the Chayyarim says.
For everyone else.
The Shulchan Aruch said a b'shogeg is also for everybody, including him, till after Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's mutter right away for everybody, including him. That's only if you made a change in the item. But there's no change in the item. It's mutter for everybody, including him, b'shoigeg, on that day. And by Meizah, the Shulchan Aruch said, it's mutter for everybody else after Shabbos, and for him it remains also forever. But if there's no sheeting in the item, it becomes mutter for him after Shabbos. And everybody else, for sure, it's mutter after Shabbos. One point. The second thing he says like this, but that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk of Yehuda, the b'shoigeg mutter l'honest motzi Shabbos. That which by shoigeg after Shabbos, it's mutter, zel b'chol malachis. The Migra Kanasha Kotzah Chazal Shalom Lahanis Boy by Yom and Motzi Shabbos. By all of the Malachas, you say, listen, he did the Malacha, he can't use it right away, he has to wait after Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's Mutter immediately. But we see that Chazal answered something, he's been waiting a few hours to use it till after Shabbos. But what about planting? So he waited after Shabbos, of course he waited after Shabbos. It takes 3 weeks for the thing to grow. So over there, waiting after Shabbos doesn't indicate any kanas. If a person would plant a sapling or a person would plant a seed, you can never benefit from that immediately. The Chazal were mechayev you to uproot the planting, whether you're shogeg or mezid. So that's the chiddush over there of that. So the interesting question which comes up, you know, we're not so much at the planting, etc. So Rav Moshe comes along and says, this is a machlokes, person carries a key on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Okay? And then he unlocks the shul. Right? Conservative person is not sure for Shabbos, or there's some people still diving there, whatever, these type of shuls that they still have like that. And the fellow, there's no Eruv, and it's the Mishnah on the Raisa, and the fellow carries the key, unlocks the shul.
What should you say to explain
that? So, Rav Moshe says in that situation, the only solution is to, as it were, uproot it and then redo it. You'd have to lock the shul and have a wait for the goy to come to unlock it. But you can't use that key to benefit. In other words, that's equivalent to uprooting. Now, the case of uprooting the plant, you can replant it after Shabbos. But that planting on Shabbos, you can't benefit from, whether it's the seed or whether it's the sap. Okay, let's start Sivbeis. Hashoichet b'Shabbos l'chayla. So a person shechs on Shabbos for a person who's ill, and he's deathly ill. The doctor said he has to have fresh meat, and that's part of his refuah to save his life. So you're allowed to shech on Shabbos. Whether the person was sick before Shabbos, so we knew that we're going to need to do this. Whether the person only became sick on Shabbos, so we know awareness we're going to need to do this. So mutter lebori lechol mimenu chai b'Shabbos. So a healthy person can benefit from the shechita and can eat the meat, but he can't cook it. He can eat it raw, so he can benefit from the shechita, which was done for the chol. If somebody cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, again, in the case of heter, the person, the chayla is a yeshua sakana, and the doctor says he has to have fresh cooked food. We cook the food on Shabbos to give him the food to save his life. Good. Meanwhile, there's some leftovers, so the boy says, you know, I might as well eat it already. Can't eat it. They did a different malacha for the chayla. Can't benefit from it.
Boss?
The bori.
Bori?
The bori, the healthy person. Okay, I'll vashal or also shar malacha lechayla osur b'shabbos lebori or lechayla shem b'sakana. So a healthy person cannot eat, or even a lechayla shem b'sakana can't eat it because he has no heter for chilul Shabbos. Now, one second. There's no chilul Shabbos taking place over here. We put up the pot for the chayla as we're supposed to, exactly what we're supposed to do. The doctor told me how much to put up. We did it. That was a heter gomer. Now there's some leftovers, so the healthy person wants to eat it. There was no issur over here. What's wrong with benefiting you? The problem is we're afraid. The chashina shemar yarbe bishviloi is that the Shulchan Aruch, we're afraid that the person who's cooking will say, you know, let's cook a little extra. It's after the chayla eats, I'll be able to have some lunch also, some hot lunch, fresh cooked lunch. So we're afraid that the mevashel will increase the amount that he's cooking for the purpose of the individuals which do not have a heter to cook for Shabbos. Shechita, you shet the animal, you can't double the shechita. We're not afraid he's going to shet the whole another animal, right? So you shet an animal, even you shet the larger animal versus the smaller animal, it's not called marbin. It's one malicha act of removing the neshama. It's not a bigger neshama by a 1,000-pound cow as opposed to a 500-pound cow. It's the same malacha. So there's no ribuy, there's no possible of a ribuy over there. Somebody said, listen, the mice was done beheter. It's not mice of Shabbos, which is also the benefit from it. It was beheter, it was a chiyuv, it was a mitzvah. It's not to eat it, but you can't cook it. You have to eat it raw. Now, I feel a bishul al yedein Yehudi also for Shabbos. Let's say that the bishul was not done by Yisrael. Bishul was done by a goy. Okay. So the Jew cannot benefit from that cooking that the goy did on Shabbos because, again, we're afraid that the goy will be marba extra for the Jew, which he's not allowed to do. Now, this is all not dealing with the issue of muksa. Right? We're dealing with a case where there's no issue. We're not dealing with the issue of muksa. What about a scenario of muksa? So, you have fruit attached to the tree. The loch is fruit which is attached to the tree is muksa. Now, a person detached fruits from their place of growth on Shabbos. Okay, for a chayla, somebody who needs it, who's mutter for it. Also the Bori B'Shabbos. So now, if the person only became a sick on Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, muksa is defined at the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos, we do not have a chayla here. So this fruit is muksa. Because there's no way to get that fruit on Shabbos. You can't take it off. Let's say we had a chayla, was a chayla from before Shabbos, already he was said he's sick, and we already knew that on Shabbos we're going to need to take this fruit off. So why is it muksa? This has already been decided before Shabbos that we're going to use this beheter. So I would, maybe we should argue in that situation it should not be problem muksa. He says, no, there's a new problem muksa. What is that? The hachana only works from the amount of the fruit which was there beginning of Shabbos. The fruit grew more on Shabbos. That new growth never had a hachana. So that's called noilin, and that's a form of muksa. Something which is not here beginning of Shabbos is muksa, because it was never. The opposite of muksa is mukhan. It's been designated for use. No, it hasn't. It wasn't here. So the problem is that the bori can't eat it. So the charla, this is saving his life. He's loving muksa. You know, do whatever you got to do. But for the bori, it's muksa. Forget about. There's not a problem over here of the muksa, it's not the main fruit, but the new growth is. I let the new growth be bought all. This is Dabar Shesh Lamatirin. After Shabbos, it's been mutter. Dabar Shesh Lamatirin, I feel about it, I feel about it. So that's why that's not going to be an Eitzah of how to deal with it. So, you know, let's hold the Mishnah Berurah at this point in time. So.